Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Highs are 20, lows are 13. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Highs are 19, lows are 16. Wednesday, we can expect light clouds and a moderate breeze. Highs are 20, lows are 15. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Highs are 23, lows are 15. And Friday, we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze. Highs of 25, lows of 16. I'll update you more next weekend. Remember to wear sunscreen. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the body of a man in his 60s has been discovered floating in the River Medina this week, just hours after a large-scale search was launched following reports of a person calling out for help. HM Coast Guard were alerted to the find at around 8:15 on Wednesday morning, with Cowes RNLI lifeboat and Ventnor Coast Guard rescue team immediately tasked to the scene. The body was located near to the Folly Inn and has now been recovered to a jetty on the Cowes side of the river, where detectives from Newport CID are in attendance alongside a forensic photographer. Police have confirmed the discovery of a man's body in the water. The family of a man aged in his 60s, who was reported missing from Cowes this morning, have been informed, although formal identification procedures remain ongoing. The death is not being treated as suspicious and a file is being prepared for the coroner. Meanwhile, a series of quick reference action cards is now available for hotels, campsites, tourist attractions, shops, restaurants and other Isle of Wight workplaces to use in the event of a coronavirus outbreak. The cards provide key steps to help people quickly identify, report and respond to one or more confirmed cases of COVID-19 in their business, setting or organisation. Simon Bryant, the island's Director of Public Health, said, "The action cards have been developed to cover a range of individual settings to provide specific advice on the issues each type of organisation may face now lockdown restrictions have been eased. They complement existing outbreak control guidance and signpost to other useful information to help business owners and managers fully understand their responsibilities in the event of an outbreak of COVID-19. 16 cards have been released in the initial tranche, with more planned in the future. The action cards are designed to be printed or downloaded to keep on hand. They provide details of how and who people should contact if they suspect the coronavirus outbreak in their workplace or setting." And finally, Cowes Harbour Commission will close and then reopen a public consultation on plans for the future of Cowes Harbour. CHC is thanking stakeholders for the input, comments, questions and feedback received so far during the initial public consultation on harbour proposals, including the potential combining of CHC with Cowes Town Waterfront Trust. Feedback received to date shows that there are a number of questions asked by some stakeholders that require more detailed information where available to and further consideration of the proposals. A spokesperson for Cowes Harbour Commission has said, "As a trust port, we wish to ensure all our stakeholders have sufficient time to give their views during a public consultation. We also wish to ensure the process is as transparent as possible." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock-Soto.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Adam Jones, who's a baseball player. Number 2, Austin Rivers, who's a basketball player. Number 3, David James, who's a soccer player. And number 4, Jamie Hatch, who's a YouTube star. Do you know how old these people are? I'll tell you their ages and dates of birth in a minute. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is spaghettification. S-P-A-G-H-E-T-T-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. It's a noun in physics meaning the process by which an object would be stretched and ripped apart by gravitational forces on falling into a black hole. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 26th of July 1745 was when the first recorded women's cricket match took place. Played on a common near Guildford in Surrey, the match was played between the villages of Bramley and Hambledon. During the match, Hambledon scored 127 runs, while Bramley only managed 119. The sport was considered so popular that a return match was played on the 6th of August in Hambledon. The 27th of July 1586 was when Walter Raleigh brought the first tobacco over to England. He brought the tobacco over from what came to be known as Virginia, in the future United States of America. Walter also brought potatoes to England, but the part that was meant to be eaten got thrown away, and the poisonous roots were cooked and eaten instead, causing the Queen to ban all potatoes in England. The 28th of July 1866 was when famous children's author Beatrix Potter was born. Beatrix Potter has written several famous children's books and has had a line of awards named after her. Peter Rabbit, one of Beatrix Potter's most famous stories, was first written for a five-year-old child. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I told you about these people who've had their famous birthdays today? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and their dates of birth as well. Number 1, Adam James, who was born in 1985 and is aged 35 today. Number 2, Austin Rivers, who was born in 1992 and is aged 28 today. Number 3, David James, who was born in 1970. Who is age 50 today. And finally, Jamie Hatch, who was born in 1980 and is age 40 today. I'll tell you more famous birthdays next week. Bye for now and stay tuned.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Isle of Wight MP Bob Seeley has not welcomed this week's announcement of a major motorcycle race coming to the Isle of Wight in October 2021, raising concerns about noise, speed and whether cyclists and horse riders have been consulted. Diamond Races Isle of Wight will bring professional road racing to our shores for the very first time. The best in the business team are behind the race meeting, which will see the top riders compete in a time trial format around a 12.4 mile close road course. News of a brand new festival has been warmly welcomed by Islanders this week, and the Isle of Wight councils have thrown in their support around the major event. However, Mr. Seeley has not been so positive and has raised numerous concerns about the staging of the Diamond Races. Bob, who lives close by to the course, has said in a statement, "Before I reach a view on this, I want to see more engagement with local residents that I would like to hear from parish councils, Isle of Wight councillors and Islanders. Press releases do not amount to community engagement." Meanwhile, a new coronavirus-related death this week has been recorded in a care home on the Isle of Wight. Latest data from the Office for National Statistics shows that 41 people have now died in residential homes on the island. It takes the total number of fatalities linked to COVID-19 here to 84. 45 people have died in all community settings here, including 3 at home and 1 at Mountbatten Hospice. ONS data records the number of deaths which occurred by July 17th, but not registered until July 25th. These figures differ from those produced daily by NHS England, which records hospital deaths. The number of COVID-19 related deaths at St Mary's Hospital stands at 39. There are 421 confirmed coronavirus cases on the Isle of Wight. That figure includes Pillar 1 data and Pillar 2 data. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.